It is no small achievement to coin a name for something, to contribute a word to the language, to stake out boundaries of meaning that define a new idea, and as a result, make us think a little differently. That is what E. Digby Baltzell did. Professor Baltzell, who was an institution at the University of Pennsylvania, died Saturday night at age 80. In the 1960s, E. Digby Baltzell, a sociologist, was writing about the decline of the Protestant establishment, the class from which he himself had sprung. Harold Bershady, now a professor of sociology at Penn, then a young instructor, says that Professor Baltzell was dismayed by the comfortable insularity of the old, well-to-do elite families.
He was quite concerned that the sources of American leadership, the sources which had come essentially from Protestant upper-class families, had in fact become desiccated, that these families had gone through for a few generations a process of closing in and not bringing in new fresh blood, as he would put it, namely people of accomplishment who are not Protestant, whether they're Jews or Italians or blacks or Irish or Germans or what have you. So his worry was that the Protestant establishment as such was in fact increasingly built on a house of cards and would just crumble.
According to the story that E. Digby Baltzell used to tell, his moment of enduring linguistic invention was not premeditated. In his 1964 book, The Protestant Establishment, there were tables. And he needed a word to describe the group that he was writing about, a word that was short enough to fit over a column of figures. He took the initials from the phrase White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, and in an instant, people who in the past had named others suddenly had a name themselves, WASPs. Again, Professor Harold Bershady.
It's a total accident. One of these flukes, you know, that people sometimes have when they're writing, and it's a great accident. Think of how elites have been characterized by other kinds of writers, lions, foxes, that's Pareto. Digby calls them wasps because, in fact, they're somewhat minuscule and they can sort of sting, but they can be brushed away, and they will be brushed away. He was quite convinced they would be brushed away. And some of the values, the things for which they stood, the kinds of integrity which they espoused so strongly, the kinds of dignity and so on, honesty, would also be lost. He was very worried about that. So he wanted new kinds of, as he put it, talent and vigor to enter into this establishment from sources other than the Protestants themselves.
Sociologist Harold Bershady of the University of Pennsylvania, recalling his friend of many years, the late E. Digby Baltzell. He coined the word WASP, and he died Saturday night in Boston.